Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast Amai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 26th of February 2020, from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, e-watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person, including tonight the latest on COVID-19, including public health, Isle of Man's view, the stink over the new Laxey sewage plant, Liberal Venon's chairman's view of Manx politics, the Isle of Pride has launched, look at the floods in England, and who are the plastic busters?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines, Fast Amai, Ed Oldham.
Fast Amai, 10 people are vying for the 4 available seats on the Legislative Council. Nominations have closed within the last half hour. The election sitting of the House of Keys, where they will be chosen, will take place on Thursday the 12th of March at 2:30pm. Full list of candidates on that story on Manx Radio's news page. The Manx government says it continues to monitor the island's position regarding coronavirus, adding the threat to the public remains low. A number of future contingency scenarios are being considered in line with World Health Organization advice for preparations in case of pandemic. Isle of Pride had its first of two big launches last night as it aims to gather support and financial backing from the island's business community. The corporate event saw representatives from the charity, Timwald and companies come together at Cycle 360 to hear about the plans for the coming year. Further afield, cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed in Austria, Croatia and Switzerland as it spreads across Europe. The first positive test in South America has also been recorded. Meanwhile, Ireland's Six Nations rugby match with Italy next month in Dublin has been postponed. People living alongside the River Severn in Ironbridge have been told to leave their homes immediately because of flooding. Water has started to come underneath temporary barriers in the Shropshire town. And around 500 jobs are expected to go at Virgin Money. The business says it'll close 22 branches across the country this year and would consolidate a further 30. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Karamaya, thank you, Ed. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, a strong wind warning in operation for the next 24 hours in the North Irish Sea. It's going to be breezy with intermittent wintry showers on the island tonight. Overnight low is 3 degrees, freezing point over the hills. If you're driving on the hills tonight, do take care. For Thursday, Jourdain, sunny intervals, wintry showers and a fresh northwest wind decreasing through the day. High temperature is 7 tomorrow, down to 4 through the night. And Jehenio, Friday, sporadic showers on a fresh southwest wind and 7 degrees top temperature. Sunset tonight, 11 minutes to 6. Low waters at 7:30. High water overnight, 24 minutes past 1. Sunrise, 12 minutes past 7. And low water for Thursday morning, 26 minutes to 8.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573.
The latest on the COVID-19 outbreak with Dolan Mercer. Fast Amai, Dolan.
Fast Amai. Fears about coronavirus appear to be growing, with more confirmed cases being reported in Europe, including more than 300 in Italy. Authorities in the north of the country are trying to contain the outbreak after the death toll there reached double figures. Ireland's Six Nations rugby union match with Italy next month has been postponed. 50,000 fans had been due to attend the fixture in Dublin, while the under-20s and women's matches are both off too. Philip Brown is chief executive of the Irish Rugby Union.
We were informed that the National Public Health Emergency Team has determined that the series of matches should not proceed in the interests of public health. The IRFU is perfectly happy to comply with this instruction. We will immediately begin to look at the possibility of rescheduling those 3 matches.
The head of the World Health Organization says the spread of COVID-19 is deeply concerning, with Greece, Brazil, Austria, Croatia and Switzerland among the countries reporting their first cases. After 4 guests at a hotel in Tenerife were diagnosed, hundreds of other visitors have been told they'll be kept in quarantine for a fortnight, including British tourists. A 60-year-old man in Paris has become the first French citizen to die from coronavirus. Public health officials in America say it's not a question of if, but when the outbreak becomes a pandemic. Closer to home, some schools in the UK are closed, but British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says there's no need to panic.
The public can be assured that we have a clear plan to contain, delay, research and mitigate, and that we're working methodologically through each step to keep the public safe.
Public Health Isle of Man is releasing daily updates on its Facebook page. As of today, there have been 10 tests concluded, but zero confirmed cases thus far. The Manx government says the threat to the public here remains low. A number of future contingency scenarios are being considered, but a statement released this lunchtime says preparations for the TT remain on schedule. Meanwhile, Manx tourists George and Kira are travelling around Asia, currently in Vietnam. They described their experiences of the screening process to Manx Radio.
There's a lot of temperature testing and that going on in the airports.
Yeah, they check your temperature everywhere. So when we flew into South Africa, they literally came onto the plane and they checked everyone's temperature. And if it was like over the recommended level, like you weren't allowed to get off.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
24 minutes to on update. The big stink in the east continues. People in Laxey will have the chance to find out more about Manx Utilities plans for a sewage plant in the village at a public meeting next week. Our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn reports.
We want the best possible treatment.
Lots and lots of visitors come down here. Once they get a smell, that'll be the end. Although, yes, we want sewage treated, this is just not the location.
There must be somewhere else, not here.
The final destination of Laxey's sewage has been a hot topic in the village, with plans for a new treatment works on the eastern side of the harbour by the former holiday chalets prompting backlash from those who don't want it there. There are more than 40 documents to wade through in the planning application. Don't fancy that? Well, you're in luck. Garth commissioners have called a public meeting to allow residents the chance to find out more about Manx Utilities' plans. It's being held next Tuesday evening at the Pavilion in the Glen Garden from 7 p.m. Before that, I spoke to the authority chairman, Jamie Smith, to find out more about what the commissioners think of the sewage plant proposal.
We don't have an official view. I would probably suspect that we will stay split in some ways. There's going to be a division of views on the board.
There is two schools of thought then?
I think so, yes. I mean, we're all absolutely committed that we want sewage treatment and screening of sewage for Laxey Bay. There's no question about that. It's really just the siting of where the sewage treatment is. I'm not going to get into the details about whether to pump it into the Irish scheme, but there are other options that some people feel would be a better site because of the high sensitivity of the site they're talking about, right next to the prom and the harbour side.
What this sewage plant is going to solve, hopefully, is the pumping of raw sewage into the sea. How crucial do you think it is just to end that situation?
Oh, absolutely. And you could argue as soon as possible. But if there has to be a 2 or 3 year delay in order to get the right solution, we're talking about a sewage works that's going to be here for 90 years or more. So it's absolutely, the highest priority is to get the right solution. Second highest priority is to get it in as soon as possible.
Jamie Smith from Garth Commissioners. The authority has also requested an extension to the planning deadline for comment. It's understood the public now have until the 20th of March to submit their views.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes to 6. The Ben McCree departed Heesham at 4 minutes past 2 this afternoon, nosing in to Douglas in the next 5 minutes or so. She'll be spinning off and heading off at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heesham at 11:30, the overnight departure 2:15. Everything is looking fine for departures for the next few days. The Ben McCree, the only steam packet vessel on duty. Mananan resumes her seasonal fast craft services into Liverpool March 27th, not that far away. The first sailing of the year to Dublin the day after March 28th, then she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
The Liberal Vanden chair, the chairman of the Liberal Vanden party, thinks it would be ideal if the Legislative Council was democratically accountable to the public. Michael Josom has helped organise a special event for you to meet the candidates for Tynwald's Upper Chamber with an election looming, including the chance to ask questions and discuss big issues facing the island. Well, 10 candidates have so far registered. They may not all be there. William Henderson, Bill Henderson, Michelle Haywood, Hafiza Ghuzan, Peter Greenhill, Tim Crookall, Kerry Sharp, Robert Mercer, Zahid Mia, Danielle Bell and Carol Lillywhite have all been invited. They may all, or they may just a few of them, be there. Michael Josom discusses more.
Liberal Van Ennen is hosting a public meeting up in the Manx Blind Welfare Society on Monday the 9th of March at 7:30 p.m. We've invited all the candidates for the Legislative Council, and although, unfortunately, the public cannot have the vote, we're going to give the public a say. And so we've got the vast majority of the candidates have already committed to coming, which is great, and it'll be an opportunity for any member of the public, whether a party member, party supporter, party opponent, whatever, anyone who's welcome is welcome to come and put their questions directly to the candidates for the Legislative Council.
Who's turning up?
That's a good question. We've got 6 of them so far. So Bill Henderson has already confirmed, Ms. Hafiza Ghuzan. So forgive me for mispronouncing the name, I'm sure. I don't have the list here in front of me, but certainly.
Yeah. This is the only time people are going to get to meet in a public meeting, to meet people who are going to be in the upper chamber, as it were.
Yep, that's right. And so it would be ideal if the Legislative Council was democratically accountable to the public. But
lots of people have tried that, Michael. Lots of people have tried getting LegCo to be on the ballot paper. How far away do you think that is, or do you think it would ever happen?
I think it's a tough fight. I don't want to forecast the future. I don't have any crystal ball. But certainly, like, these principles are eternal. And so, you know, the Scottish Enlightenment 400 years ago and the Magna Carta across the water 800 years ago had this idea that the government is accountable to the public. And so that's, you know, we're going to keep fighting for these ideas, and it's going to be tough.
I think it's in Jersey, isn't it, where senators in Jersey are island-wide and deputies are in constituencies. So you would see on the ballot paper, let's just say at a general election, it will be Keys and LegCo, a constituency, MHK, and an all-island MLC.
Mm. Yeah, and so many parliaments in the Westminster family have a democratically elected upper houses. All the Australian states, except for one, has a democratically elected Senate. The federal parliament in Australia, Canada has an appointed upper house analogous to the Isle of Man, but that is increasingly being made irrelevant and could well be abolished in our lifetime. But certainly, you know, I think that principle, it's tried and tested, and that the public of the Isle of Man are smart enough to exercise their view.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
There's a chance for you to play a role in the Isle of Man digitals and finance sector. The Department of Enterprise is advertising for 2 non-executive chairs in Finance Isle of Man and Digital Isle of Man after the current chairs, Lydia Barbara and Aidan Doherty, are stepping down from their roles. That's Finance Isle of Man and Digital Isle of Man. Each chair is appointed on a part-time basis for a minimum of 2 years, and you must have experience in senior management and strategic leadership. You can find out more about the roles at gov.im. Travel companies have been amongst the worst hit in another global market sell-off. Nearly £100 billion has been wiped off the value of Britain's biggest companies in the past 2 days as fears mount over the spread of coronavirus. It came after cases of COVID-19 were identified across Italy and in Spain, Austria and Croatia, key markets for airlines and holiday firms, reinforcing concerns that the global economy could face turbulence. And the coronavirus outbreak is expected to cost the world airline a combined $29.3 billion in revenue this year. The global airline industry bodies warned. The IATA, the International Air Transport Association, said air travel demand is set to decline for the first time since 2009. Carriers around the world have been forced to reduce or suspend flights as a result of the virus. The IATA experts expect airlines in the Asia-Pacific region to take a combined $27.8 billion revenue hit and $1.5 billion for those outside Asia.
WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology. The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
And the news from Ramsay Crookall. The UK market closed slightly higher, whilst other European markets were mixed as concerns over coronavirus continued to weigh on sentiment. US stocks bounced back as investors snapped up risky assets and the market tried to find some stability after consecutive days of sharp selling. Oil prices slid as Asia and oil-producing countries in the Middle East reported hundreds of new coronavirus cases. Gold prices ticked lower. In corporate news, Taylor Wimpey was the leading loser after it reported a 6% improvement in revenue. Sector peer Barratt Developments also saw its shares sink in afternoon trading. The London Stock Exchange ended the day flat, having been sharply lower in earlier trading on news that EU regulators might subject the Refinity acquisition to a lengthier probe that either company had expected. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down a third of a percent at 7,042. The DAX in Frankfurt down a tenth of a percent at 12,775. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones up just over a percent at 27,391. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, was up 1.5% at 9,118. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1.3% at 3,171. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling was worth $1.292 and €1.1875. And in commodities, the top two, gold and Brent crude. Gold is down a tenth of a percent at $1,637 per ounce, and Brent crude down a tenth of a percent as well. That's the latest from Ramsay Crookall.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookall. Ramsay Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramsaycrookall.com. Ramsay Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
I just found the right column. A barrel of Brent crude will set you back $54.19 today. Residents living alongside the River Severn in Ironbridge in Shropshire have been told to leave their homes as flood barriers become overwhelmed. The flooding's getting worse in England. The water's at record high levels there. Two severe flood warnings remain in place in Ironbridge and Shrewsbury. Resident Sean Osborne explained what's happening to Sky Television's Becky Johnson.
Well, it seems like one of the barriers that holding back, you know, the flood barriers seems to have moved and been shoved into close to one of the pubs down there. So they say to us that now it's going to be a problem getting back into our property, whereas we did, you know, we had planned to stay there, and because the water hadn't breached the flood barrier, so we were fine in there, in so much as we could monitor the place and it hadn't got to the extreme point where it.
Yeah, we're just looking at the barriers and we can see the water hasn't gone over, but it's clearly damaged them to the extent that it's going under. We've seen the emergency teams. I mean, you're struggling to get information there about what exactly
is happening. Well, yeah, there is a bit of, as you can see here, there's ambulances and various fire rescue. So I think it seems from what the feedback I get is that, because we've just gone in there for a cup of coffee in the hotel there, they are offering to put people up in various, to this hotel and the Valley Hotel. We don't particularly, but now they say you might not be able to, you might have to do that. So, I mean, if we have to, then that's the case. So I don't really know, but I assume it's this barrier that they've got there, the flood barrier, has actually moved across the road unexpectedly, and that's caused more problems, and that's why we've got to this stage now where they're a little bit of concerns.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster Mae, Ed Oldham.
Sunday saw round one of the Isle of Man's Schoolboy Motocross Series fire into action at a cool, blustery, yet picturesque Ballygarrigan in Derby. The eagerly awaited start of the series didn't disappoint, we're told, with some great racing and ferocious battles in every class. In the adults,
Max Ingham took the overall result over the three races ahead of Ryan Kringle and Liam Crellin. In the 150-250s, it was Ryan Quirk who was in first place, Ori Millwood second, Percy Hampton coming in third. The 85cc big wheels, that saw Luke Saunders finish in first overall ahead of Liam Smith. And also Beau Brown as well. Small wheel class, that was taken by Harry Shand. And in the autos, the win there went to Stan Dentith ahead of Jaden Dentith. Plenty more details on that story. More information on manxradio.com's sport page. Further afield, Ireland's Six Nations rugby union match with Italy next month has been postponed because of fears about coronavirus. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola admits they'll need a bit of luck to progress in the Champions League. They're away to Real Madrid in the first leg of their last 16 showdown tonight. Elsewhere, Lyon host Juventus. And Maria Sharapova has announced her retirement from tennis at the age of 32. The former world number one has struggled with shoulder problems and recently fell to 373rd in the rankings. She won five Grand Slam titles during her career, including Wimbledon in 2004.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
9 minutes to six on Manx Radio. The news on the roads. The Millennium Bridge in Douglas is closed from Parade Street, the roundabout to South Quay roundabout, from 9 o'clock tonight for flap gate maintenance. Douglas Road, Ballasalle has got temporary two-way 24-hour signals. The airport roundabout at Castletown, temporary narrow lanes there. They're curbing and doing road drainage work. Ballachill Folk Road in Colby is closed between Main Road, Colby and the Ballachill area road for sewer lining and manhole refurbishment. King Edward Road in Crowd has got temporary three-way 24-hour signals for ongoing railway works. And Mona Drive in Douglas is closed from Central Promenade to Empress Drive for water main replacement. Parking is suspended between Empress Drive as signed. So do take care. All the details at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. The Matrix signs from Bagarrow, Sulby, Albert Road and Ramsey tonight and are showing snow and ice tonight. The 5 past 5 London City, the BA flight from Ronald's Way, only went 25 minutes late, which is something of a record. The departure for Dublin on time. Later departures for Edinburgh, Manchester and Liverpool, absolutely fine from Ronald's Way tonight.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Isle of Pride's corporate launch saw Timbal members and representatives of various island-based businesses and organisations gather at Cycle 360 last night. The aim was to show how they could support the charity, both during events planned for June and all year round. One of the speakers was KPMG's Mickey Swindale, who, along with Kane's Advocates, put the event on. Ed Oldham spoke to her and asked why it was important that KPMG were there.
To be honest, it was such a great opportunity for us because we're very involved across the globe in Pride events, but of course we've not had the opportunity here in the Isle of Man. And really our whole sort of programme around Pride at KPMG, which is our global network, believes very strongly in advocacy in our local communities around inclusion. And so the Pride networks and the Pride events are such a great way for us to very publicly show our commitment.
Is that reflected then within KPMG's offices as well?
Very much so. I mean, we've had a great record really over the last 5+ years around promoting inclusion within our workplaces as well as within our communities. And to really notable levels in some of our bigger offices, including our very close neighbour, the UK, who were recognised, their internal Breathe LGBT plus network was recognised as the top network in the UK at the UK LGBT Awards last year. And they've just been voted as a top 10 LGBT inclusive employer in the UK. So we're really looking to emulate that here in the Isle of Man.
How are you anticipating that KPMG will be able to help here then?
Yeah, I mean, I think standing very publicly behind this event and showing our support is a really good start. And some of the things, concrete things that we've been able to roll out across the globe, we hope to employ here, including in the UK. We're the only company that's introduced an in-house certification for our leadership to learn about and qualify themselves in terms of LGBT inclusive leadership. And that's had a really transformational impact on our team in the UK. Hundreds of of people have gone through that training. And so that's a great opportunity for us to roll that out here too.
6 minutes before six on Manx Radio. You may have heard of Beach Buddies, the people who clean up the beaches, but have you heard of the new kids on the block, Plastic Busters? It's an organisation aiming to clear the island's roads and countryside of litter and debris. Most recently, last weekend, they picked up over 100 pounds of waste. That's 50 kilos. Near the Quarter Bridge in Douglas. Founder Hemi Amoedo told Manx Radio's Lewis Foster why he started the group and the response so far.
So last year I challenged myself to walk every single road in the Isle of Man. So that's over 650 miles approximately. So on my walks, I started realizing how much waste was actually left on the side of the roads. No? A lot of, I mean, as you can imagine, most of it, plastic bottles, cans, glass bottles as well. So I thought, well, since I'm going to be walking, you know, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the road, I should definitely do something about this. No? So I started by myself, let's say. So I started picking up, you know, a few pieces of plastic, actually following Rich McNeese, three pieces of plastic, initiative in the Isle of Man. And so I started picking, you know, just three pieces of plastic on a regular basis. But then I thought, well, this is not enough. So this is why at the end of last year, I decided to launch something a bit more structured, let's say, involving other people. So we started publicizing this in social media, in Facebook, in Twitter, in Instagram. And we already have 1,600 followers.
What sort of turnout have you seen from people coming along to do this project with you?
Well, it's only been a couple of months, no? But the first one we had in January, it was quite popular. We had actually people from, I don't remember now exactly, but from 6-7 different nationalities joining us. And you do see that people, many of them tell you, well, actually, I have been doing this myself for quite some time. But it's good to know that there is actually a group that I can join and on a regular basis go out and do this activity. One, because they feel you know, they're doing definitely something for the environment, but also it's a great opportunity to meet other people as well. So what I would do is I would encourage people to visit our page on our website, plasticbusters.org, our page on Facebook or other social media. Look for us and join our activities. Get involved, and it's really fun. That's another thing. We had quite a few children, for example, joining our activities, and they have great fun doing it. They can't wait for the next one.
That website again is plasticbusters.org. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering, still no flume at the NSC, but it may be here shortly. That's it for Update Tonight. After 6 o'clock tonight, Pride and Pardoning, some dark days with Aaron Ibanez. After that, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30, the Opera Hour, all the opera you need at 9 o'clock with Ernie Thorne, then the Late Show with Stu Peters at 10. Update is compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham, producer Howard Kane. I'm Andy Wint. Update is back tomorrow evening, Thursday evening at 5:30. And just remember, 4 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go forward. We'll